Mbuche, wish you all the best.
Et d'abord, Mbuche souhaite à tout le monde Tachidélé tous ses meilleurs souhaits.
Sebjin tamje ji tondo zo besanje ji kombang dobersa tei che do tambe tu la tsan gonzo ji tsumbersa wonya samba sanjo jo to to che bonga de tonde se.
And first of all, we should develop the bodhicitta, the enlightening mind, and thinking that in order to achieve the enlightenment or the perfect Buddhahood, for the sake of all the sentient beings as limitless as this space, we are going to practice the Dharma through listening, reflecting, and meditating or contemplating upon it. We listen or study the Dharma and reflect upon it or contemplate upon it or put it in practice. And the first and the most important thing is to develop bodhicitta. The reason why it is very important to develop the bodhicitta or enlightening mind, because if our practice, whether it is practice of Dharma, whether through listening or reflecting or meditation, if it is guided by or sustained by the development of enlightening mind or bodhicitta, so then all the practices that we do may become as a cause, a prime cause, a supreme cause of the achievement of the enlightenment. And on the contrary, if it is not guided by or not sustained by the development of bodhicitta, so then they will not become the cause for enlightenment.
And
particularly when we listen to the teaching, for example, and even if we don't understand the meaning of the Dharma, if we develop a bodhicitta, if we listen to the teaching, even if we don't understand it, even if we couldn't understand the meaning of Dharma properly, if we are guided by the bodhicitta, that means if we develop the bodhicitta, so then this listening to the act of listening to the teaching itself become a great cause of enlightenment.
Tene penna lanj kap so thikpa chimbu lo le yimpin dogwa re yimpin dogwa te yang te sanchuk jisem lara le pa am tu gwa re.
According to Mahayana system, or according within the tradition of the Mahayana, And one has to accomplish the benefit of the other beings, which is the most important in the Mahayana path. So this accomplishment of the benefit of the other beings is entirely dependent upon the bodhicitta or the enlightening mind. So when we follow the Mahayana path, that is to say, when we follow the Bodhisattva's path, and if we don't have, if we have not developed what's called the bodhicitta, the enlightening mind, so then even if you have a great wish to achieve the benefit of the other beings, or to accomplish this, the benefit for the other beings, and you will not be able to do it. So even after the achievement of the enlightenment, even after we become, one become enlightened or Buddha, so according to Mahayana philosophy, or according to Mahayana system, yes, one still continues unceasingly, continues one's activity, yes, unceasingly for the benefit of all the beings. So this unceasing activity for the benefit of all the beings also and absolutely depend on the enlightening mind or the bodhicitta. So if one wonders and how such or this great enlightening mind or bodhicitta can be developed or takes place the development, so that's entirely depend upon the practice development, sorry, and practice of love and compassion.
Sanchuk jisem re samba de nyingi te ya tene ran yinche che kale ka goyer.
And as far as the loving kindness and the compassion is concerned, so it is not easy to develop just like that without being made an effort. It cannot be developed, yes, like spontaneously or naturally in that way.
So
then if one wonders, so how then one can develop the loving kindness and the compassion? So that we depend upon the various and different methods taught in the Mahayana. So we have to rely upon all these methods and these different, yes, skillful methods, skillful ways, yes. Concerning a loving kindness and compassion, and although you know very well, which says you have studied very well, you understand very well, you know very well. However, the reason why he repeated it again, why he repeated, yes, because they are very, very important. So the methods to develop love and compassion is that we have to consider each and every sentient being as our own father, as our own mother, and our own boyfriend or girlfriend. So in through this technique or through this way, then one develops bodhicitta.
Tene sambade nyingi gomtab nyansu lama yina, tene sambade nyingi de gomne rembe rembe tene, matiba chie, chieba gombe dendro togore.
So in this way, if one adopts such method, yes, to develop the bodhicitta, and then one will be successful to develop the bodhicitta through love and compassion.
Che tobe jumse de karresana gomtab nyam sa lana sambade ni ji che tobe jumse de karresana simchin tamje le che semna sambade sebe savon yore.
The reason why we can develop love and compassion if we adopt this the method, these techniques, you know, and because we are already endowed with the seed, the seed of love and compassion, the seed of loving kindness, compassion within ourselves, which is already present from the very beginning. And the reason why every sentient beings have the seed of love and compassion, loving kindness and compassion, because this we can understand, we can know, yes, we can learn even from the animals. Even the animals also, they have great love and kindness towards their
children or their babies, yes.
For example, a very cruel animal, very a dangerous animal like tiger and leopard, who always live on the other being, other animals. Also, and love their children, yes. They have great love for their children. So that is a sign that, that is also one of the signs, yes, that every being has the seed of love and the compassion.
Then, Rabu, same the Savonji, Samba the Ninji Savonji, Imbe, the Nijum Samba Samtango.
So, this is the and one of the examples, and how our this our the basic nature of the mind or the mind itself is endowed with the seed of love and compassion. So, and so we can apply many other examples also, how the beings are endowed with the love and the compassion.
Then, same the seva samoji ba tise na sambadan seva te same je rangiye churi toyere. Then indu sambadan yinge te tene kipa tamaze kone kompet de se me banpetu.
Since love and compassion, since the mind is endowed with the seed of love and compassion, so what is love and compassion? Buddha says they are the quality. That means they are the quality of the mind. Since they are the quality of our basic our mind, yes. So we can develop them more and more. We can make them perfect one day.
Same,
Oui.
For example, we could say that loving kindness, etc., that means the compassion and so on, all the good qualities of the mind, can be developed because the mind is endowed with the seed of these good qualities.
Par kyuje trapa ke ceso tanda semce samunji de jumtin ten de ceso che me pa ta me ban prwa te re pa mang bu dom
so palchu gitawa shri dharma kirti the great logician has established by various reasons and logical reason, yes, that how the mind is endowed with the seed of the love and the compassion. So since it is endowed with the love and since it's endowed with the seed of love and the compassion, how they can be developed, etc.
Parchu je trape che so che me ban parva chin de dobe kap so te rikpa ma wa ka ye ke che so che me ban parva ye mar kar sa na che ba nga ma
So when Dharmakirti established through various reasons and through logic, yes, how the mind is endowed, since the mind is endowed with the seed of love and compassion, and how the love and compassion can be developed perfectly, not only how they can be developed limitlessly. So he was opposed by many other Tirthankara or philosophers by giving the reason that since there is no any continuity of consciousness which is coming from the previous life to this life and from this life going to this life to the next life, and how love and compassion, how the mind can have this seed and how it can develop this.
Parjabet ne lamsang te so samba de nyinje so te me bar parwar dobala tene che wang apse do man do ku jong yeres.
So since he was criticizing this way, so in order to establish that how the mind is endowed with these two qualities is primordially. So first he had to establish how previous life and the next life exist. In order to prove this, first he had to establish yes, how mind itself exists coming from previous life to this life.
Tene cheva ngapsu dhubze la rikpa mandawa mangbo yere te nyingbo ndawo te rangi semji jo te la semji jo am semji nyelinji jo ngoma te la sem sarik tang re mato xa tang tra tang nyongye tso le kye mato pe rikpe dhubo yere se tso wo te di dhubo yere se.
Yes, although there are many reasoning, yes, and how the consciousness how the previous life yes, exists and how the consciousness comes from the previous life to this life. Although there are many reasons, but the main reason and the most important reason is that the cause of the mind should be another mind, not a material. The cause of material cannot be mental things, or mental, phenomena. It can't be. The cause of the mind should be cause mind itself, the previous mind.
So,
the the philosophy which assert yes, that non-existence, that the previous life does not exist. So this philosophical system is called, in Buddhist literature, is called Tsuruldzebaba, which means the one who always, this life is only beautiful, yes. Who always have the view that only this life should be beautiful, which means one should enjoy this life. Tsuruldzebaba. Tsurul means this life. Zebaba means the one who follows this. This life is, only this life is beautiful, that's all.
Tela tsurul zebaba se gubha jimtsen karesa na tsurul tsendin zeba, tsendin kang kipitaki zo gugres. Jeba nga se mebese na titoenda lambezur tsendin gubha mebres.
And the reason why this philosophical system and is called tsurul zebaba, which means only this life is beautiful, because they always assert on the enjoyment of this life, because since only one life exists, so they say one should enjoy this life, one should make this life very beautiful, which means very enjoyable. So they say that, so as a matter of fact, they say that the what's called suffering and the happiness or pain and the pleasure of this life is not the result of the karma, because result of the positive and negative karma, positive and negative karma of the previous life, because previous life doesn't exist. So therefore, why one is happy and why one is not unhappy, because that is whole entirely depend on one's effort. If one makes a lot of effort, one will be more happy this life. If one doesn't make an effort, one won't be happy. So this is way they say. They present their view that way.
On a chewa nasa meva yina, tene simchen je, chewa che guva jumchen ro te karresa na, tene rang yin je somare sigaresa.
So they say that if one wonders that if previous life doesn't exist, if some continuous conscious agent doesn't exist, so then how one takes birth, how we came into existence with a physical body as a life, you know. So they say this is a natural birth, which takes place by itself, by natural
ways.
So they give reasons and how the different, yes, the natural, the quality of the nature, yes. For example, they say that when a water always has the tendencies to go down, to flow down, not never climb up. And similarly, a fire, for example, a flame of fire, even if you upside down, but still it has always intention to blaze up, not never downwards. So it's nature, yes. It's natural, how to say, natural activity. Natural law, yes. They say it's natural law. Law of nature, that's all.
Seba bukun choka seba mayimbe korange tene jumsi mangpusam tango yore.
So in this way, through many reasons, yes, they say that, yes, both these beings and the external world, the whole universe, is not created by karma, And neither is created, they are created by the karma or action of the beings of previous life, or nor they are created by God, some supreme power. They are just, they take place, their birth or their creation takes place by, just like that, naturally. It's a natural event, that's all. So this, because the one of the reasons why they don't believe the, they don't accept yes, the existence of the previous lives and so on, because they only accept what they see in front of them. They only accept what they perceived with their sense faculty directly. And apart from this, and they can't see, and since they cannot see, yes, the they don't accept, yes, all the very hidden phenomena, the hidden things, yes, the hidden, isn't it? It's hidden, yes. They don't accept the hidden some phenomena or mysterious phenomena because they cannot perceive directly with their sense faculties.
Ona ta le jumde ne ji ji se pa po wa ne ji ji se pa po kun cho me le jumde me na te ne te me pe ten ji sam pa le gu ba kar yo le se na te le jumde yo sa te le jumde ji che de te ne ka ba che pa ta kun cho ni pe che de ka ba che pa po ma bo yi le te so le ping le sam go yi le se.
So then they say that if one wonders, yeah, if one asks a question to them, yes, if the previous life or the karma or the actions of the beings which are the creating force of these both the inner beings and the outer the world, yes, or the God, creator of the God, yes, it doesn't exist, yes. Or some supreme power. Some people believe that the universe was created by some supreme power, which is called the God or Ishwara. If they neither this nor that, it doesn't exist. So then, and what is the use of composing the text to explain these things? You know. So then they say yes, because it's necessary to compose such text to explain how the supreme power doesn't exist, how karma cause and effect doesn't exist. Because many people suffer, many people give their they give pain to themselves on the name of religious practice. Religious practice, or they practice a lot of hardship, yes, in their life. So in this way, they, on the name of religion, on the name of a spiritual path, they suffer. So in order to guide them and show the right path. So we compose this text. They say like
that. Lende san ke milimba, surun se papa. Lende ke milimba kuncho ke milimba nan yang. Ya, teacher the kawache pa la kanga yungre tele pingre sambatanji sambala san yang. Number lola tennis same service I won't jimbe. Tanda was it in the way it is.
So even the philosopher and philosophical system, which is called Sura Zebarmava, means who only believe this, only believe in this life, only existence of this life, nothing more than that. Even also, even they also, and in order to they guide the other people so that they don't follow the wrong path, so that they don't torture themselves on the name of religious practice. So they really feel sorry for them. And they compose such texts, although this text is wrong, of course, but they compose such texts in order to benefit other beings, the other fellow beings, you know, fellow human beings, yes. So which means even these beings also, who doesn't believe in the karma cause and effect, who doesn't believe in the existence of the God or supreme power, also have some feeling, some love and compassion for other people. That's why they composed such texts, in order to show the other people a right way. The compassion and loving kindness for for other is our the basic nature of our mind.
Vana cheva ngase meba yina sem tambo de kaval cheva rese na sem tambo te tambo sem te pame kota dubal tene che tene nyeba tazo tamje sem ne sem cheva ndoba tundu yuvarese.
So, and then in some a certain philosophical system, yes, they believe that they question, yes, they say that if one questions that, and how the first mind came into existence. So they say that the first mind came into existence by the cause of the eggs of the mother and the semen of the father of the male, yes, by combination of this, by coming together these two things, then the first mind was produced, and the first mind produced the second mind, and second mind produced the third mind. So they, like that, they accept, they assert or they establish there is another philosophical tenet, yes. So on the other hand, according to the philosophy, and which believe and which assert or which establish that how the previous life exists, and previous life and the next life exist, according to this philosophy, so the cause, the prime cause of the present mind, the mind of the present life, the first cause of the prime cause of the present, the mind of the present life, is the mind which coming from through the bardo, which means the mind of the previous being, our previous existence, which after the death, passing through the bardo, enter in this physical body.
Alors,
that jevanga se yebe lok ta de se na pena nga se mei pugunda wo chil cha ya na pugu chung chung ka psne ka khela samba ni ge chen bo chen da ka khela ya samba ni ge chen bo me ba da she ba manda wa yong ge ba te jevanga ma na se yebe ta yin ba na ba lo la te jevanga se yebe ta na won ni ge ta ga jum chen de ge.
So according to Buddhist philosophical system, of course, which establish and which assert, yes, the existence of the previous life and the next life, karma, cause and effect, yes. So, the children, yes, of the same parents, also some, one is more compassionate, more compassion and love or kindness for the other one, and then the other one has less. So why these differences occurs? Why the difference happens between these two children, yes, although they are product of same parents? So this is also presented as one of the reasons, yes.
Tachyeva ngāpsi tātanda rikpe dhrom na Chyeva ngāpsi yopata rikpe dhubzi jepe na Solanda chudha jinzebe tsema Tsema rikpa yore tazu tamjela Rikpe namdang mambu shira jachinpo son yore.
In brief, we should say that, and if one wishes to, yes, to know how really previous life and the next life exist through logic or through reasoning, so then of course one is indispensable, yes, to depend upon the logic text of logic, yes, or say reasoning, yes, composed by the great accomplished learned like Dharmakirti and Dignanga.
Ordana namba lola sentseb saunti da kirap de saunti balatine tene tseba de kirap de zokona tseba komperdendo kirap komperdendo de sanji ji kubuto to.
So in brief, according to Buddhist, according to the tradition of Buddhist philosophy, yes, within the tradition of Buddhism, and since the mind is endowed with the quality, yes, of love and compassion and wisdom, basically, primarily, it has this quality. So this quality can definitely developed, can be developed, yes. Love and compassion and wisdom.
Tanje se jete seva ninge chembo komban tharse dami to be hiram tharse balate sanje se.
And what is called the Buddha and the well-known Buddha also, in fact, who was he, Rinpoche said that he was a being, a great being who developed, yes, such love and compassion and wisdom perfectly. So he was known as the Buddha.
Then also, Simchena Sanje to be Joe, so what did Seva the Hiram Nidere? Seva Hiram Nibote, same thing, it's Seva ta Hiram Jesaunti in Bakor, particularly.
So that's the brief explanation, yes, and how
Sanje to combat topa latseva de Hiram in Tarsingure. This and the same change is same day Sanje to combat topa jutseva de Hirabje Sawanti in Bakondo.
So that's the brief explanation and how and the love and the compassion and the wisdom are the cause of enlightenment, and we, since enlightenment, and how the beings have this cause, this prime cause, in how the beings are endowed with this prime cause, which are as a seed, yes.
Chula yichi tepate, yichi tembo de kaleka vore mato, yichi tembo de chiyuna, chula yichi tembo de chuna.
And generally speaking, it is very difficult to develop a genuine faith in the Dharma. And once we have developed a genuine faith, a perfect, a pure, genuine faith, yes, so then to practice Dharma is not difficult. The reason why, because even practice and love and compassion is also enough if we really have developed a great faith in it, or trust in it. So now we are going to do a meditation for a little while, a meditation on loving kindness.
Something in the make pan tie the same gin and make the ten number the same gin that the deva tan deva jumpersum so bad the dinner. Jimaron, some same thing on the chicken.
And meditation on loving kindness is that to remain in the state of the mind which focus on all the sentient beings, which embraces all the sentient beings, and wishes that if only all the sentient beings become and happy and endowed with the cause of happiness.
San Josem Joram Boje, Madevano de Josie, Devanyam Bame Badon, Gonegondo Melvadon, San Josem Joram Boje, Madevano de Josie, Devanyam Bame Badon, Gonegondo Melvadon.